kids come down the front at this time? Oh, they're making... Y'all are so quiet this morning. What's the deal? A little more energy. I work off energy, you know? Now, all right, I want to talk to you. The Bible talks about... It talks about living the Christian life. But it doesn't say live the Christian life. Many times when you're reading the Bible, it will say walk in this way or... walk in the way of God, and it means to live. The word walk is a picture of what it means to be a Christian. You see, being a Christian isn't just going to church. Being a Christian is living the Christian life, okay? And so the Bible will say, walk in love, walk in Jesus, and it's a picture of living. It's not just going, it's who you are. And so the Bible quite often says, walk in the ways of the Lord. Now, can you help me with an illustration this morning?
Yeah.
Okay? Here's what I want you to do. Y'all have to pay attention to this. Okay, now I want you to walk down that aisle right there, and about the third row where Shannon's sitting, I want you to fall. Okay? All right, ready?
Wait,
everybody?
Which way do I fall?
Just fall on the ground. Okay? Ready? Go. Good. Good, real good. That's even better. All right, let's let Caden come back over here. Now, you say, that's crazy. What are you doing, Brother Bill? Here's what I'm doing. The Bible teaches that when you try to live the Christian life, there are going to be times when you fall. That means like you don't read your Bible and you made a promise to God that you were going to read your Bible every day and you didn't. Or you were going to go to church every Sunday and you didn't. And the picture is that you fall down. Now, you wouldn't have stayed there very long. Eventually you're going to do what? Exactly. I was starting to wonder if you were enjoying it on the floor. And here's the truth, guys, and I wish the adults would get this as well. There are many times when you're going in life, living the Christian life, and you sin, you make a mistake. The Bible calls that falling. As a matter of fact, in Proverbs chapter 24, it says this. In verse 16, it says, the godly may trip seven times. A godly person is a person who lives for God, who walks for God. But here's what it says. This is what you don't want to miss. But they will get up again. Now, in your Christian life, there are going to be times when you fall down. You don't do what you're supposed to do. You sin and you trip and you fall. But here's the key. Please hear me on this. When you fall, you just get up. You start over. I know so many adult Christians and so many teenage Christians that are doing so good for God, and then they make a mistake and they feel like a failure and they just don't get up again. They quit going to church, they quit living for God, and they just quit. Which is crazy, because you know what I know about everybody in this room? Everybody in this room is going to fall, including me. And the key to the Christian life is to get up, to start over again. So my prayer is that when you don't do right this week, you will say, Lord, I'm sorry, help me to do better and get up and do better. Okay? The godly trips seven times, but they get right back up. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids. Help them to live the life. And when they fall down, which they will, help them to get back up and live for you. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.